destroy the ACA.
Protesters organized by Kentuckians for the Commonwealth greeted Senator McConnell in downtown Paducah with signs, chants, and petitions aimed at stopping the Republican health care bill. Demonstrator Leslie McColgan is a speech therapist who works with individuals with disabilities.
We have moved forward, 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 and this law is just going to take us back and take services away from the most vulnerable people.
McColgan says most of the people she serves rely on Medicaid, and she fears many of the services they receive would be cut with the proposed plan. Throughout the Ohio Valley, senators are hearing similar concerns at sit-ins and protests at local events. McConnell says he disagrees with how demonstrators are characterizing his bill.
Nothing that we've advocated so far would cause anybody currently on Medicaid to be taken off of Medicaid. They're probably talking about the private health insurance market, and when you quit making people buy insurance they don't want or need, a number of people will decide not to do it.
The forecasters at the Congressional Budget Office predict the Senate bill would phase out the ACA's Medicaid expansion and reduce subsidies for health insurance purchased via the individual market. The CBO estimates that would mean 22 million fewer people would have insurance by 2026. McConnell wasn't overly confident the bill would move forward immediately, citing health care as a divisive issue.
So we have a difference of opinion. I respect their points of view, and they come out and express themselves periodically. But I don't think that's in the best interest of the country.
The protests around the region highlight the difficult politics McConnell faces. Republican Senators Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia and Rob Portman of Ohio endured sit-ins in their offices. Both have indicated they don't support the Republican bill. Demonstrators like Leslie McColgan hope their message will keep those Republicans in the no column when lawmakers return to Washington.
Without a unified health care system, it's probably never going to be perfect. We can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. We can improve it, but not the way this bill has been crafted.
Away from the protesters, McConnell told a room full of local Rotary members that health care, comprehensive tax reform, and infrastructure are most important to the current administration. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Paducah, Kentucky.